At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Beyond the shell, pursuing a real relationship with God. Hey family, welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. Today's message is one I think we all need from time to time. Now it isn't going to be flashy, and it's not really complicated, but it is real. We're talking about what it means to truly have a real relationship with God. Not just one that looks the part, because let's be honest, there's a difference between performing faith and actually living it. And sometimes we don't even realize that we're started putting on a show. So let's pause, lean in, and ask God to search our hearts as we dig into what it really means to walk with Him, not for applause, but for closeness. Matthew 15:8 says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Jesus is quoting the prophet Isaiah here. This wasn't just about the Pharisees. It's a warning for us today too. We can talk about God. We can say all the right things. But God isn't listening for lip service. He's looking at the heart. Isaiah 29:13 echoes it. The Lord says, "These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based merely on human rules they have been taught." Now, there's a big difference between religious habits and relational closeness. God doesn't just want your Sunday, He wants your every day. Now here's some signs that your relationship with God might be slipping into performance mode. First, you pray differently when others are around, because you're more worried about sounding spiritual instead of being real. Second, your Bible stays closed unless there's an audience, or maybe you only open it to teach or post, not to personally grow. Third, worship feels like a task, not a treasure. You know the words, but have you lost the wonder? Four, you care more about being seen as righteous than being transformed. Five, conviction is uncomfortable, so you avoid it, because you choose comfort over correction. Matthew 6:5-6 tells us, "When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private." God sees through the performance, and He invites us into privacy, into intimacy. That's where transformation begins. And remember, God is after your heart, not your highlight reel. 1 Samuel 16:7 tells us, "People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." You might be able to convince people you're close to God, but God already knows. And the beautiful part is, He's not really disappointed. He knows you're struggling. He just wants you to be honest about it. Let's think about David. He messed up big time. But what made him a man after God's own heart wasn't perfection. It was honesty. Psalms 51:17 tells us, "My sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise." A real relationship with God produces fruit, not just image. John 15:5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." So what does fruit look like? Well, let's talk about it. First, obedience, even when no one sees you. Conviction that leads to change. Consistency, even in private. Peace that doesn't depend on circumstances. Love for others, even those ones that are difficult. Galatians 5:22-23 tells us, "Give us a list: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." You don't have to force the fruit. It grows naturally from real connection. Let's talk about why Jesus reflects or rejects lukewarm faith. Revelation 3:15-16 tells us, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth." Now this isn't talking about the temperature, it's talking about authenticity. And Jesus wants us all in, not pretending, not playing it safe, but choosing to walk with Him fully, even when it's uncomfortable. Now, how can we move from performance to presence? Let's talk about it. First, be honest with God. You don't need fancy words, just real ones. "Lord, I've been faking it. I want to truly know who you are." Second, return to the secret place. Spend time with God just because you love Him. Don't post about it. Don't do a video about it. No pressure, just presence. Let the Word read you. Don't just study the Bible. Let it examine your motives. Surround yourself with people who want more than appearances. Fellowship with believers who are hungry for depth. 5. Ask the Holy Spirit to stir your heart again. Real relationship is sparked by God and sustained by surrender. Now I ask you some questions, and this is between you and God. Write it down in your journal. First, when was the last time I was real with God? Next, am I living for God or just looking like I am? And last, what do I need to lay down to go deeper with Him? Let's finish this off with a prayer. Father, I don't want to go through the motions anymore. I don't want to live for appearances or for applause. I want to know you truly, deeply, and honestly. Forgive me for performing, for pretending. I'm close to you when I've been distant. Thank you that I don't have to clean myself up to come to you. We give you the praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If this post has touched you in any way, blessed you in any way, share it with somebody, because we all know we've been there, myself included. We've all been performers, myself included. We all did the show off praise and the show off post, myself included. So let's find out how we both for we all can get back to that real relationship with God. Thank you. God bless you. Leave your comments, prayer requests down below. Have a great day.